Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Hans Madueme. We're talking about his new book, or his book from last year, Defending Sin, A Response to the Challenge of Evolution and the Natural Sciences. Hans, great to have you with us. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Look forward to the conversation.
All right, I got to tell you, this is a really bad title, Defending Sin. That subtitle is really needed to clarify. So tell us what your book is all about and what you hope to contribute.
Right. Just in my defense, I didn't come up with the title. The publishers did, although it is a catchy title. But
Oh, it
you're
is.
right. You're right.
It is.
I you know, just to clarify, I'm not sort of defending the practice of sin, but I am. My argument is really. Because we live in a post-Darwinian age. We had The Origin of Species published in 1859, and everything since then, and sort of evolutionary biology is sort of widely assumed in academia and elsewhere, and it's something I take seriously. And so the book is me trying to wrestle with the question: can we still believe in the classical, traditional, mainstream account of sin, the doctrine of sin? Can we still believe in that in our post-Darwinian era age? And so in particular, I'm sort of wrestling with the question, does that classical doctrine still hold up in the face of some challenges from certain aspects of modern science? And just roughly speaking, my conclusion is yes, that the traditional doctrine that believers down the ages have affirmed and believed still holds up today, and I try to make that case in the book.
All right, your concern then is that on evolutionary grounds, we have lost the doctrines of original righteousness, of our unity in Adam, and the doctrine of the fall, and therefore an inadequate doctrine of sin, right?
Right, that's a big part of my argument, correct?
All right, tell us part of your own background in this leading up to the book, your earlier interests in science and medicine, and all that's brought you to this.
So I'm at Covenant College, and I teach doctrine. I'm a systematic theologian, but before I began my theological studies at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, I was in medicine. So I did 4 years of medical school, and then in DC, and then I did my residency in internal medicine, which is a 3-year program. So I spent 7 years in medicine, and I would say that journey was significant for how God shaped me, for some of my interests and some of the early theological questions that I had. I think germinate were born it during my medical school experience, and I remember in those days wrestling with some of the material that we were studying in psychiatry class. And I went to a traditional medical school where we had 2 years of class lectures and then 2 years of rotations. And in the early part of my medical school training, I was wrestling with questions about really about theological questions and trying to think about the doctrine of sin in relation to some of the material that we were studying as medical students. And I didn't have the categories then. I didn't have the vocabulary to recognize precisely what the tension was that I was feeling and grappling with. But I think some of my interests that some of the questions I explore in this particular volume, I would say go back to some of the early questions I was wrestling with in medicine. I ended up leaving. I d ended up, it's a long story, but I ended up deciding not to continue, not to practice medicine, but to go attend seminary, and then I continued that working as a theologian. But I think some of those questions stayed with me, and I think even a sensitivity to kind of thinking about doctrine, thinking about theology or Christian dogmatics in light of pressures that we're feeling from the sciences. I think that sensitivity is something probably I was shaped that way because of my medical background.